NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Time now for our weekly visit with Jimmy Wyatt, senior writer and editor with TitansOnline.com. Jimbo, how's the quarantine working for you? Are you and the Mrs. and the kids all at home? They home from college? How are you guys handling it?
Yeah, everybody's home, which is good to have everybody under one roof again, and everybody's working. You know, my wife's a school teacher. She sets up shop in the kitchen and works. I've got another son that just graduated in December and got a job, and he's working from home. My daughter's home from the University of Alabama doing school work during the day, and it's been nice to have everybody home. I mean, I'm obviously going to be ready for things to get back to normal, but spend a lot of time at home, go try to run and see my parents when I can, because they're always not getting much. Go to the grocery store, shop for them, shop for my family, and it's been good to spend good family time, and hope just hoping that by the summer and by the fall things kind of return to normal, but just hoping everybody stays safe and healthy.
What is the latest on the communication from the NFL? I mean, you and several people with the Titans have been working at home for some time. The league, I guess, told every team to send all their personnel home. What's been the latest communication from the league to you guys, or is there any, about when you may be able to come back in any capacity, especially for the draft that's coming up?
Yeah, I mean, the draft, I mean, obviously coming up 23rd through the 25th, I mean, that's not going to be in the facility. I'm not anticipating anybody being allowed to work in the facility through the month of April. I mean, I don't think anything officially has been lengthened to that, you know, late of a date, but that's kind of what I am anticipating. And, you know, I saw something from the league today where they will allow some kind of a mini war room where you have team personnel assembled for the draft. I think a lot of people anticipate people doing it from home, and what the return dates are in the facilities, it's kind of too early to know right now. I mean, I saw the owners had a conference call today, and, you know, some of the timelines were, seemed like they were optimistic. The schedule apparently is going to be released somewhere around May the 9th, and according to those with the league, they still anticipate playing a 16-game schedule with it starting on time, and obviously a new playoff format with the seventh team in each conference. But there's just still so much unknown out there, and that includes, you know, whether or not there will be any kind of off season, and also if and maybe when people will be able to return to facilities. And I don't necessarily think it's going to be anytime soon.
Yeah, it's interesting, that part of it, because Roger Goodell is pushing through with this NFL draft. For one, I love it. But with all the facilities being closed, I'm sure it's a discussion that's being had all over the league and in the commissioner's office as well on how to handle the draft, right? How many people can be involved? Where do you do it for each team? And these are discussions that I'm sure every team is having.
Yeah, and I'm curious. I know they're, you know, obviously making, trying to make a range or put together a plan on how it's going to work. This is going to be unprecedented, and it'll be unprecedented for, you know, people who cover the team as well. Because, you know, the past drafts, I've attended the draft, and then, you know, at the site of the actual draft itself, and then back at the facility with the rest of the reporters, and you know, all work together, and you have conference calls after those guys are selected. And this year everything's going to be different, you know, from the picks and how they're made, and you're talking about personnel and coaching staff being involved in that, to the media dealing with getting access to the picks once they're a member of their new team. So just a whole bunch of unknowns out there. Yeah, you know, reporters who cover the team are going to be on a conference call tomorrow, I know, with John Robinson and Mike Vrabel. I don't know how much more insight they're going to be able to provide on it, but they'll certainly be able to speak about some of the uncertainty. And then I think from an NFL standpoint, from the league standpoint, you just kind of keep your fingers crossed and hope that, you know, this thing, you know, they'll be able to get it under control, and doctors and the experts will feel comfortable about moving forward with the season. That's the thing. There's, you just don't know what is going to happen moving forward, and you don't know whether this is going to come back in the fall. That would certainly, that could potentially disrupt things again. So, you know, we're just in a world of unknowns right now.
Jim Wyatt, our guest from TitansOnline.com. Vic Beasley, that signing has become official. Can't wait to see what that guy looks like in a Titans uniform. It's interesting, Jim. We were talking about that position earlier. You'll also have DeAndre Walker, who was drafted last year, never got to play because of an injury. Derek Roberson is a guy who came on late in the year, and he'll try to put his name in the hat among pass rushers next year. So that position could look different, especially with Kamale Correa still a free agent. Maybe if he doesn't come back, it could look a lot different.
Yeah, and you expect, you know, Harold Landry just to keep getting better. So if Landry makes it, you know, more, continues to make strides, you know, paired with Beasley and then potentially more guys, you know, in the draft, and it could look different. You know, but that's, you know, this is where, and it's not just the Titans, it's going to be for every team. But, you know, you would hope that Landry and Roberson and especially and Walker, I mean, those three young guys that we're talking about there, this is where the offseason is so important, and being on the field with coaches and teammates and being able to do a lot of things. I mean, how much does that stunt their growth, and how much is that going to set them back as they try to make strides? And you just don't know. I mean, guys are going to be on their own a lot to try to work out and to stay in shape. But, you know, that's why it's good to, I think it's good to have another veteran in the mix in Beasley, who, you know, has been in the league for several years, been productive, and will, you know, plan is for him to give you a lot more pop.
Yeah, 27 years old, Jim, former top 10 pick. I like that we can now officially talk about him because he's an intriguing player, right? 15 and a half sacks in year two coming out of Clemson. And just from a production standpoint in terms of sack numbers, hasn't produced that same kind of number. And I know Falcons fans have been frustrated by that, but pretty good year last year, 16 games, 15 starts, 8 sacks, 42 tackles. What are they getting with Vic Beasley on the other side of Harold Landry?
Well, I do think he's a guy you have to worry about, and because he has been successful, and if you give him the right system and you motivate him the right way, and you know, you count on him to do some things that free other guys up as well. I mean, I think he has, you know, a chance to be really good, and he has been really good in the league in some years. And I think, obviously, you've still got work to do there on the defensive line after trading away Jarrell Casey. You feel good about Jeffrey Simmons. You feel good about Daquan Jones, but you're going to need bigger bodies there. And if you can get production and disruptive players up front, it helps those guys on the edge even more. But Beasley's been productive. I mean, look at his numbers over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years compared to some other guys in the league, and he's right up there. So I expect him to make an impact right out of the gate.
Jim, you talk about disruptive players up front. Jadeveon Clowney, latest out there on him. Of course, Titans fans were still waiting or wanting some kind of news, but apparently ESPN now saying that he's open to a 1 year or a 2 year deal and that kind of thing. What's your take on Clowney and where he is in the talks now with what ends up happening with him?
Well, I mean, obviously I think the team has interest in him, but at what price, you know, that kind of remains to be seen what he would take. You know, when he hit the market, you know, my thought process was he probably would end up back in Seattle. I don't know. I mean, I'm not speaking as agent or him, so I'm just judging that from afar. But you know, I'm sure the team has done their homework on him and has some interest in him. You know, he obviously has some experience with Mike Vrabel from being with him in Houston. You know, it would allow him to come back closer to where he grew up and where he played his college ball in South Carolina. I mean, it would be good for a number of reasons, but only if it's at the right price. And know, this team has other needs besides finding another guy to get after the quarterback. And you've got to be strategic and you got to be smart about it. And again, I don't know what he's wants from a financial standpoint. Yeah, if it's a 1 year, 2 year deal, maybe that makes him more attractive. But what if he wants $18 million for that 1 year? Then, I mean, just don't think you can do it. So it's just a matter of what his demands are and maybe what you're comfortable in doing, knowing you also got some other needs to fill as well.
Jimmy Wyatt, good stuff, brother. TitansOnline.com. You can go there, read the new mailbag. The latest tour of the mock drafts is also up. You can follow Jim at J Wyatt Sports on Twitter. Thank you, my brother.
Okay, you guys have a good week. Thank you.
Jim Wyatt on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Accurate Mortgage. Home values keep rising in Middle Tennessee. If your home needs upgrades, consider a cash-out refinance. Ask the local pros at Accurate. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started.
If you need that next new vehicle, whether it's a new car,